In early September, Charles Sturt University announced there would be changes to its course offerings. There would be no more admission into the Bachelor of Arts and Bachelor of Liberal Studies degrees. The National Tertiary Education Union campaigned against the decision, and I spoke to Dr. Dave Ritchie, branch president of the NTEU at Charles Sturt University, about what happened next.
If you have 25 academics who are uncertain as to who among their colleagues was going to lose their jobs, they brought together their skills in research and investigation and discovered that there were some problems with the evidence that was used in the decision-making processes that were followed. And as a consequence of the interaction with university management about that, and the union wrote a direct response to the University Council as well as Academic Senate, identifying a number of areas that we found were problematic, and that resulted ultimately in the university management deciding to withdraw that change proposal.
From what information they could access, the CSU academics claimed the decision to end the degree hadn't been made with due process. But they're still trying to find out exactly what evidence CSU management used to guide their decision in the first place.
We're still seeking further information in that regard. We have used a general information public access request to be provided with the evidence that was used, and there are some difficulties with getting the full evidence available to us. We think the decision was made possibly for ideological reasons rather than evidence, because Charles Sturt University has been identified just within the last week as having the highest rate of employment and also highest level of commencing income for graduates. And while there are some differences between the various courses, we would rate the graduates coming out of the Bachelor of Arts and Bachelor of Liberal Studies as being very competitive in that market.
A lack of meaningful consultation has characterised the uni's response, according to Dr. Ritchie.
One of the issues that the union has a different understanding to the university management in regard to consultation and when it should occur. A number of changes have been made by the management and leadership of the university and then communicated to staff. So the change proposal was presented to staff, and then the opportunity to consult about those changes was invited. But essentially, the big decisions had been made.
CSU is known for its online course offerings, as well as a number of campuses in regional areas. Dr. Ritchie says the regional students shouldn't have their study options limited by geography.
Students who study in regional locations should have the same choice of access to courses and subjects as anybody in a metropolitan area. But it's fair to say that Charles Sturt University, as one of the leading providers, I think, of online education, and 60% of our students at last check were studying online. So not everybody is studying on campus, but we do have students that are studying online from regional areas, and I think we have a track record of supporting those students. And again, I think the bottom line is that regional students shouldn't be disadvantaged as a consequence of their location.
Dr. Ritchie has concerns about the effect the withdrawal of the courses may have on enrolments, given the courses weren't available online in the weeks between them being withdrawn, then returned.
The question is, given that they were withdrawn at least 8 weeks ago, how many potential student inquiries have been lost? We just don't know. And our concern is that if there is a reduced intake into the degree next year, that will be held against the staff and that there may still be jobs at risk through no fault of their own other than the rush of the university to shut access to those courses without following due procedure.
So the courses have been returned, along with certainty for the teachers involved. But the union is still looking for answers.
There were, and there remain, a number of other aspects of the campaign that we could undertake. At the moment, we've tried to keep those differences of opinion within the institution. But if the university management is not forthcoming in providing us with the evidence that was used or to confirm at what point the governance processes were deviated from and why and by whom, then we're still going to have an ongoing problem.
Dr. Dave Ritchie, NTEU Branch President at Charles Sturt University, ending that story.